Lots of Halloween activities, including movie time happening at the Orpheum Theater tonight and tomorrow night. Good morning. It is 8:42, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. So much happening, and joining us to talk more about it here is the executive director of the Orpheum Theater, Aaron Glasnovich. Aaron, good morning. How are you today?
I am great, thank you.
My gosh, you got so much coming up. We're going to have you on a whole bunch coming up.
I know.
I
might as well bring a sleeping bag.
You might as well. Got so much going on, but it all starts as far as Halloween weekend tonight. Uh-huh. Got a big one tomorrow night, and the biggest thing about that will be cleanup afterwards, right?
No doubt. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's happening tonight. What movie is going to be showing? More on the horror side tonight. Halloween, yeah. You got to have some horror in your life, right?
Yeah, exactly. So in October, a few years ago, we started the Orpheum After Dark Fright Film Fest, which is free movies on Friday nights all of October. So we've been having movies at 8 p.m. on Fridays. We've had some great turnouts for them, and we're capping it off tonight with The Day the Earth Stood Still from 1951. Hope people come out for that.
Okay, and what's interesting about that, you mentioned this to me off the air, and I didn't know this, that, of course, tomorrow night, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which we'll get to, but there is actually a reference in Rocky Horror Picture Show to the one tonight, right?
Yeah. In Rocky Horror, well, it starts out with this song called Science Fiction Double Feature, and really, Rocky Horror is a bit of an homage to, like, the B-films and, like, the horror films of old. So the first line in the song that starts out the Rocky Horror movie is, Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still.
Okay.
So there you go. Got that in there. So I thought it'd be nice to kind of cap off kind of a transitional, you know, move into Rocky Horror from our film fest with The Day the Earth Stood Still, not only for that, but because it is one of, it's like, you know, it's been named by the Library of Congress to be such a relevant movie for its time, and it really stands the test of time today as well.
So what time will that show?
That will show 8 p.m. tonight. Again, it's free. So we hope people come out for that. Like I said, it's from 1951. I think it's in black and white. It's got some of the classic actors like Michael Rennie and a lot of...
Patricia Neal, Hugh Marlowe, yeah.
Yeah, some of the old sci-fi effects and things like that. It's a Cold War era movie.
Yeah.
So lots of interesting themes and stuff like that, too.
Absolutely free at the Orpheum Theater. Of course, you'll be able to purchase your concessions and drinks and everything, too.
Oh, yeah. We've got popcorn. We've got wine. We've got some seasonal beers. We've got all sorts of good stuff.
All right. So that one is tonight, 8 o'clock at the Orpheum Theater, The Day the Earth Stood Still. And, of course, what Halloween would be complete without the Rocky Horror Picture Show, right?
Right. Yeah. So, we do a lot of programming at the Orpheum, a lot of variety of programming. We do, things for families a lot of the time. We have a lot of family-friendly stuff. But when we move into October, we kind of shift it over for the grown-ups a little bit more. And this is definitely one of those events. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is an event unlike any other. It is a film, but the draw for it is really kind of the cult nature of the fan base that comes out for it. So for those of you that don't know, can I give a little background on the movie?
Okay. Yeah.
We're going back to 1970 at the West End in London. There was a gentleman named Richard O'Brien, and he was a chorus boy in some musical. And he got laid off as a chorus boy, and he had a wife and a child, and he didn't know what to do to make money. So he penned this script called The Rocky Horror Show, and it was about aliens, and it was about these, you know, weird people and, you know, have these horror aspects to it, and it was a musical. And it ended up opening, and it had a great success in Over the Pond. And then so they thought, oh, we'll bring it back to America, and we'll put it in New York. And during that time, things were, you know, by 1975, they decided to make it into a film, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, starring Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon. These were all kind of newcomer names at the time. And at that point, while the movie was in production and getting ready to be announced and be screened, the show in New York completely flopped. So the studio, therefore, didn't really think that the film would get much acclaim. It wasn't going to do very well, so they kind of put it on the back burner. It wasn't a huge success. But over the course of time, there was a smaller movie theater, I think, somewhere in Los Angeles, where after, you know, a few years, they thought, well, maybe we can bring this. Maybe we can. It just needs to find its audience. So they started showing it at midnight, and that's when the people started coming out. And that it wasn't enough for them to just simply sit and watch.
We need audience participation,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. They started being silly, yelling at the screen. They started bringing props, dressing as their favorite characters. And, you know, fast forward to today, now it is a phenomenon where, I mean, there are midnight showings all across the world all year long. But at Halloween, it's really the time to celebrate Rocky Horror. So that's what we try and do.
Yeah, you got to come as your favorite character, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah. Well, and then, like you said, if you got adult kids, it can be a family event, right?
Well, sure. If you have mature children.
But it's so funny, though. You mentioned like the stars of it who – were newcomers then, but right. Like, this got some big names in it, though.
Oh, yeah. And Meatloaf was a relatively unknown singer at the time, and he plays a role in it and sings. It's such a weird, oddball film. So it's definitely a B-movie. It's a little hard to follow, but I will say that you don't come to Rocky Horror to take in the plot of the film. You definitely come to experience it, and definitely encourage those that have never been to give it a try, if you can stay up late enough, that is.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So what time will the show?
So the festivities start at 10 p.m. on Saturday. 10 p.m. is when our doors open. We'll have the music going. We'll have the drinks slinging. We'll have some stuff up on the screen to watch while you wait. At 11 o'clock is when we have a costume contest.
Okay.
So we're going to have a Halloween costume contest for Halloween costumes, so you can come in that. Or, like I said before, people dress up as their favorite characters, so come in your Rocky Horror costume, come as your Rocky, come as your Janet, come as your Brad, whatever you are, and you can participate in that costume contest that starts at 11 p.m. And after that, the movie screens at midnight.
Aaron Glasovich is the executive director of the Orpheum Theater. Again, the Rocky Horror Picture Show tomorrow night. Lots of festivities. All right, for somebody who has never been before, what should they expect, or what should they bring? What kind of props or
all these
participation things should they bring?
Sure. Well, I'll give you a truncated version if I can, but I will say that if you go to our website, galesburgorpheum.org/Rocky Horror, there's tons of information there that tells you all about, what you can expect. But, I recommend bringing, like, grab an extra roll of toilet paper from home, because there's a time where you throw toilet paper. If you have an extra newspaper, sling that under your arm, take it with you. There are,
seems natural, Tyler. Just extra toilet paper and newspaper, right? I mean,
well, yeah,
why wouldn't you?
Anybody ask? I'm going to the movies.
Who goes without it? It's Rocky Horror Night, right?
That's when you know. That's
yeah,
when you know.
There you go.
There's noisemakers, confetti. There's other props. There's the things that I want to make sure to tell you not to bring. Or in the past, people would bring rice because there's a wedding scene. They'd throw rice.
Yeah.
There's someone at some point says a toast, and people would literally throw toast. So we try to discourage that, because we're trying to keep our lovely old 106-year-old theater with, as little amount of critters, running around the seats and things like that, and clean. So definitely check out our website to see what props are good, what props are a no-no. And then otherwise, you can expect people to be rowdy. You can expect people to be perhaps a little scantily clad. The Rocky Horror crowd is really a kind of a big tent. It's a real, a place where people of all backgrounds and all iterations can really come together and just celebrate themselves.
Absolutely. Rocky Horror Picture Show tomorrow night at the Orpheum Theater. So all the festivities get underway about 10 o'clock then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you gotta be well rested for this.
And you gotta be 18 to get in.
Gotta be that.
Yes.
Which makes sense.
Uh huh.
Can have some wine. You got to be 21.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. Aaron Glasovich, executive director of the Knox of the Orpheum Theater here in Galesburg, joining us here this morning. And again, tonight, the day the Earth stood still, that is a free event. What's the cost on the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh golly, I wish Tim were here. I think it's $12 to $15.
Okay, I got it somewhere. I can get to your website quickly here. Let's see.
Yeah, we try and keep it affordable, because we really want people to come out to this, and it's something that happens all around, in different areas, but we hope that people have their experience with Rocky Horror at the Orpheum, because it's such a special one.
$10 in advance, which I would assume be through today, right?
Or yes.
And then at the door, it'll be $12, and you can buy your tickets on the Orpheum's website,
yes,
too.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you just click on Rocky Horror, and there's all the information you need right there. It's, again, the one that really cracks me up, I was watching a little clip from it the other day, was with Barry Bostwick.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, the first thing I remember him from, there used to be a Saturday morning show, The Greatest American Hero. He's kind of he was like a Superman type character, but seeing him in that, it's just such a departure, and even from what he's done on TV. And my gosh,
yeah, Rocky Horror is about letting your inhibitions go and having a good time. And the actors, I think, definitely had to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, tonight, the day the Earth stood still, that's a free event. Again, Rocky Horror Picture Show at 8 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow night at the Orpheum, it'll be the Rocky Horror Picture Show. $10 if you get your tickets in advance, $12 at the door, and lots going on with the along with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. My gosh. And
yeah.
So much more coming up, too, right?
Much more, indeed, yes.
Well, you guys will be participating in Treat Street tomorrow as well?
No, we aren't doing Treat Street.
Well, you're going to have a late night. Late night tonight and tomorrow night.
Unfortunately, we can't stretch ourselves too thin. Yeah. But,
which is fine, because there's, like, I think Noel told us yesterday, 69 entities participating tomorrow in Treat Street, so including
and speaking
us.
Of that, I think that the library might be doing some sort of movie as
yes,
well.
Yes, they are.
During
they are
the day, be doing so that's, so, yeah, like you said, no shortage of things to do.
Yep, lots of fun stuff going on. Well, gosh, we're going to have you back again soon. You got so many other things coming up. Fran Lebowitz is going to be there to speak, and Terry Cavanaugh will be kind of doing like an interview with her, right, on stage.
Yeah, she will. Uh-huh.
That's gonna be, so we're going to get you and Terry back to talk about that. And then another one we're going to be talking about. Okay, so this is actually kind of an interesting story, and this was at the point the Orpheum was it on the verge of closure at that point, and this was the last thing that showed?
Yes, it was 1982. Okay. It was the last film, last thing to be shown before the Orpheum was shuttered for a good few years, and it was a film called The Sender, and I'm looking forward to coming back and having Ross with me to tell that story.
We'll talk about that, too. So Aaron was a great help to me also, because for our 70s music trivia this morning, I asked when, because I knew the Doobie Brothers had played there, and I couldn't remember when. It was, and you told me it was 05, and then my toaster trivia was also... was a Little River Band played there in 07 shortly after, and it was about them. So that's thank
we
you.
We really
got
to get a timeline for all these acts that have played. Don't we?
I mean, look at the history. I mean, going all the way back to the the late 19s. You know, when it opened, some of the amazing acts that have been there, and even more recently too. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, we're really proud of the theater, so we hope people come visit us.
Absolutely. Again, Aaron Glasovich, Executive Director of the Orpheum Theater, joining us here this morning. The Day the Earth Stood Still tonight. It's free. It shows at 8 o'clock. The Rocky Horror Picture Show tomorrow night. If you come, if you come not in character, will you get harassed?
Only in a fun way.
Okay, that's
only
that's
in a
good.
Fun way.
That's
we all mean well.
That's true. That is true. All right. Aaron, anything else we need to know?
Just make sure to follow us on all our social media. We are on TikTok. We are on Snapchat. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We're on all the things. So just look up Galesburg Orpheum and follow us there, and you'll get the best updates.
Absolutely. Aaron, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.